All right, y'all. We are live. Good evening. Yours truly, Dr. Barry Pierre, favorite board-certified internist. Another episode of the Doctors React series. And today we're going to be talking about the CDC and this five-day rule. So I think first and foremost, let's lay out some groundwork. What is the five-day rule in case you've been living under a sun? So in the past, if you were diagnosed with COVID, the CDC recommended that you stay at home and isolate yourself away from the population for 5 days. Now, some new recommendations that are coming down the pipe that, again, I'm just kind of taking their words, trying to kind of, I guess, catch up to public sentiment says, hey, you know what? We are no longer going to be saying and recommending you need to stay away for 5 days. What we're doing is saying, hey, if you are asymptomatic, aka no symptoms, aka no fevers, you can come back to work or, you know, frolic or do whatever you are going to do. And of course, this got a lot of fanfare. I was actually out on vacation and I couldn't talk about it because I was out on vacation and I told my wife that I was not going to do work on vacation. So I did it. So we're back. And then, of course, make it worse, I came back and I got a sinus infection. It took me out for like a week. So we're going to talk about it tonight, right? And we're going to talk about our thoughts. We're going to talk about my thoughts. What do I think about, you know, the new upcoming recommendation? Because it's not necessarily set in stone yet. There are some things I have to go through as far as, you know, putting it out to the public, hearing our cries, and then eventually going through with it, right? It's going to happen. It's just right now, if you look for it, you wouldn't be able to find it. So, well, let's talk about kind of where are we coming from, right? When the CDC initially said, hey, you know what? You need to stay away 5 days. And 5 days is important because there was a time where I was doing a video where the CDC was saying, you need to stay away for 10 days, right? So people can kind of follow the train with me. There was a time where if you got diagnosed with COVID, you couldn't come back to work for 10 days, which for my, you know, my weekday workers was 2 weeks. I want us to just stop there and think about that. There was a time where you couldn't go back to work for 2 weeks if you were diagnosed with COVID. Thank the Lord, right? If you see my shirt, I'm vaccinated, but I still want you to stay away. Thank the Lord, with vaccinations, with masking, with boosting and everything else, those initial recommendations came down to 5 days. So now the 5 days were going, the 5 days were moving. The 5 days said, hey, if you are symptomatic, stay away. If you're asymptomatic, stay away. Now they're just progressing it forward to say, hey, you know what? We're just trying to catch up to what the public is already doing. I don't know about you guys, right? But I work in a hospital. So first of all, for my healthcare workers, this guideline does not pertain to you. If you work in a healthcare setting, hospital setting, high-risk setting, this guideline does not mean you. You need to stay away from us for 5 days. Again, this is just the CDC recommendations. You need to stay away from us for 5 days if you work in the hospitals and healthcare setting, which I happen to work. But I know a lot of people who don't work in the healthcare and hospital setting, and they were going back to work a lot sooner because the reality says, doc, and this is the patients talking to me. Dr. Pierre, I can't miss 1 week of work because I got diagnosed with COVID. I can't miss a week of work because I got diagnosed with COVID. So you know what they were doing? They weren't being diagnosed with COVID. They were avoiding testing. They weren't getting tested. They were saying, you know what? I'm coming down with illness. Like if you guys look around the landscape now with a lot of our celebrities, you know, singers and rappers and all those other musicians, a lot of them are canceling or postponing their concerts for an illness, a flu-like illness, because they can't say COVID, because if they say COVID, it doesn't, you know, from an insurance standpoint, like you can't get reimbursed. So they're canceling, they're postponing their tours, their stays because of a flu-like respiratory illness that got them down, got to lose their voice. We know it's COVID, but you know, that's neither here or there. So if the folks who make millions of dollars, right, can't afford to take off time from work, and they say, you know, we're just going to cancel everything because this illness is so bad. Imagine a person who is living check to check, and I'm telling them that they can't work for a whole week because of this diagnosis. Guess what? I'm not going to have that chance to tell them because they're not coming to see me. So this is the reality that's happened. Now, again, from a public health perspective, from a practical perspective, of course, that's not ideal. Of course, I would love my patients to come see me when they have some symptoms, see me quickly when they have some symptoms, get some medication quick when they have some symptoms so we can treat it quickly. I would love my patients to do that. But again, I live in reality. And because I live in reality, I know that either they're going to not see me, or they're not going to see me, right? So they don't get the diagnosis, or they're going to wait until they're so sick where they end up hospitalized. So I'm going to miss an important window to try to treat them on an outpatient basis. This is just the reality that we live in. So we were going from, hey, stay away from work for a whole week, to now the CDC saying, hey, you know what? We're going to recommend, and there's some states in this country, this article here from the Washington Post, they kind of recommended that California and Oregon have already initiated a symptom-like guideline saying, hey, let's see what your symptoms are like. Let's see if you are febrile. Let's see if you are short of breath. Let's see if you're coughing and pain. Let's see what your symptoms are like. And that is how I'm going to determine if you need to stay away from the rest of the population, more likely work and family and all that, well, just more work. So they're already doing that because, they understand that the general population, again, and I'm talking to the general public, they understand that they are not staying away from work for 5 days. They just can't afford it. And it's sad to see, right? They just can't afford. And that's a good question. I'm gonna answer that. They just can't afford to stay away for 5 whole days, which is 1 week. They can't do it. And this is a great question. I want to pin it. It says, so do you think it will increase the spread of COVID? So what they have seen, again, and this is the state of California and Oregon, when they went to this system-based approach, they haven't seen a significant rise in COVID infections, hospitalizations, and death. They haven't seen a significant rise. Now, of course, there's some confounding factors. I think a lot of the reasons why you haven't seen a significant rise is, you know, we're going on 4 years, right? I think next week marks the fourth year, right? Since, you know, the whole world shut down, right? When COVID was first, like, boom, here in the United States. And we've gotten a lot of people vaccinated. A lot of people boosted, not as much as we want, but a lot of people boosted. We have, unfortunately, those who were going to succumb to that disease have passed away, right? That's a reality that we're in right now. And we have people who have had prior infections, multiple prior infections, and even the ones who are not vaccinated. So there's a level of immunity that's around that is protecting us to the point where we're not seeing the hospitalizations, the deaths that we saw 3-4 years ago. We're not seeing those numbers. We're still seeing them. Like, don't get it twisted. I'm still taking care of patients in the hospital with COVID. Patients are still dying from COVID. Like, that's still happening, but definitely not at the rate that it was 3 years ago. So what they're saying is saying, hey, you know what? As long as these numbers are remaining quote unquote manageable, we're okay with loosening up those restrictions. Why? Because a lot of people weren't following the restrictions anyway. Whether it be for, you know, lack of a better word, for financial reasons, they just weren't doing it. Whether it be for the fact that from a constraint standpoint, they just couldn't afford it, they just weren't doing it. Whether it be the fact that they weren't getting diagnosed, so they couldn't even follow the restrictions that they wanted to, they just weren't doing it. So we have this instance here where the hope is that as they transition from this aspect of strict 5 days, if you're symptomatic, and again, remember, if you're a healthcare worker or work in a healthcare facility, this does not apply to you. You need to stay away from 5 days because you're considered high risk. If you're one of these people in the not high risk occupations, they're saying, hey, you know what? If you're not symptomatic, now again, this is, and it breaks down, right? Because again, obviously I'm saying don't, you know, you don't have to stay away for 5 days, but the symptomatic symptoms is the key word. If you are febrile, coughing, pain, discomfort, short of breath, if you're still having symptoms, you got to stay away from us. Like we are still, CDC, we are still recommending you stay away from us for at least 5 days until you're asymptomatic for about 24 hours with no medications. With no medications, 24 hours. But if you just, again, happen to, for some reason, you test, boom, you test positive, but you're asymptomatic, we're not telling you that you need to stay away and you can't go to work or you need time off from work. We're not telling you that anymore. This is kind of what the recommendations are saying. Delia says, I can't do another lockdown. No, like I don't think, and I've said, I've been on record since probably 2022 that the likelihood of this country going to another lockdown won't be due to COVID. It's going to be due to some other tropical illness that comes about after, you know, the polar ice caps meld, and like it's going to be a new bug. And again, I'm not, again, first of all, let me preface this because I don't want people to run, clip it, and then say, oh my God, Dr. Pierre said there's a new tropical illness coming through. No, I'm just saying that is the stuff that would have to occur before we start talking about lockdown again. Like, so I can assure you that you don't have to worry about lockdown, especially due to COVID. And like, I wouldn't expect you to anyways, because when COVID first came around, we didn't have vaccines. We didn't have boosters, right? We didn't have oral medications. We didn't even know what it was. We know so much more after 3-4 years that we can get a handle of it. We are not concerned that it's going to overrun our system like it did in 2021 and 22. Like we're not concerned about it overrun, so we don't have to worry about the aspect of lockdown. But I can tell you, COVID will not be the reason why something our country shuts down. It's going to be one of these weird bugs that I personally have not heard of that just kind of comes about. Like that's what's going to cause that from that standpoint there. I see here. So someone said, no, it was definitely not the flu, right? I want to make sure we clarify that. And this is a good point, right? Brian says it probably was a flu all along. No, not the case. So we know. And again, the numbers are there. Studies are there. We don't have to go like in depth. COVID is still the big dog. Like COVID still causes a lot more deaths, a lot more hospitalizations than the flu. COVID is definitely something that we can't shoo and act like it's nothing. But it's still in the likes of saying, hey, you know what? I'm going to give COVID this respect. And again, this is just the CDC talking. I'm going to give COVID this respect. But I don't think I have to be so afraid of it that I have to keep people away for 5 days anymore. Now, mind you, and people don't realize this, a lot of the recommendations for like COVID, especially when we talk about masking and isolation, we used to have this for the flu as well until we got vaccines and boosters and everything. Like we used to have these same recommendations. It just wasn't followed like we would like. Like when I was prior to COVID, if you didn't get a flu shot working in a hospital, you had to wear a mask all flu, cold and flu season. Like you had to wear a mask all flu season. So it's not like we like played any games with the flu either. It's just that, and that should kind of show you the significant difference between COVID. COVID spreads quicker, kills more, gets people a lot more sicker than the flu ever did, like 10, 20 fold. So COVID is still, you know, the big dog. I mean, let's not play COVID like it's a flu. Like flu is still the flu. Flu still causes problems galore, but it don't cause problems like COVID did. But fortunately, with people, you know, like myself, vaccinating, wearing masks, social distancing, getting boosted, all these people who've gotten prior, with all of these things happening, we've definitely seen the decline that we've always expected to see. Now, of course, you're going to have people who don't like this change, right? Which, again, and I'm not mad at them. Because when you see an article like this, CDC drops 5-day COVID isolation guidelines, people are automatically going to be like, hold on, what about the symptomatic people? What about the people who work in the hospital? What about the people who work in healthcare? Like, so of course, a lot of the headlines is going to grab your attention to make it seem like the CDC isn't, you know, accounting for people who are still symptomatic, who work in, you know, high risk settings. They are, but because of the way our, you know, headlines work, like this headline is going to just, all this headlines shows is like, oh my God, CDC says you don't have to worry about 5 days no more. And what typically occurs is when something like this occurs, those who could not wait, to say, I told you COVID wasn't nothing. I told you COVID was, you know, like the flu. I told you like we didn't have to study COVID. Now they come out of the woodworks. So of course, you know, you need people like me, you need people like a lot of my content creators. I saw, Dr. Laughter and Light talk about this. Dr. Rubin talk about it. Like you need people like, hey, let's pump the brakes here. Right? Because yes, COVID is, like I said, I'm in the hospitals. I'm still taking care of people who got diagnosed with COVID. There are people still dying with COVID today, tomorrow, next week. Like there's COVID is still doing what COVID, has set out to do. But I think fortunately, you know, we have in mass, right? Whether you've been vaccinated, not vaccinated, whether you got infected, not infected, we have definitely put up such a good fight that the CDC feels comfortable, that they feel comfortable. Again, not that they're not saying that they don't expect a spread of asymptomatic COVID. They're just saying that, hey, you know what? We think we can deal with the numbers if they do happen to increase from that standpoint there. Yeah, Robert says, great point. Well, but acute has gone down. What about the chronic conditions, right? So again, you have these chronic issues. Chronic conditions, you know, again, this is for our high risk patients, you know, hypertension, diabetes, COPD, asthma, a lot of our thyroid disorders, right? Those that will still put you at a high risk of developing, you know, a severe illness from COVID, still an issue you need to be concerned about. And I think that's where the CDC is giving us some wiggle room and saying, hey, you know what? If you're symptomatic, if you're high risk, like I would still recommend you stay away from us for 5 days. But now, of course, what happens if you're not the person who's been diagnosed with COVID, but you're the person who has the high risk issues, right? You're the person who has the diabetes. You're the person who has the, you know, the COPD, the asthma, the thyroid disorder, all these, like you're that person. And now the person who is quote unquote low risk comes back to work, right? This is where, you know, the contention lies. That says that, hey, you know what? Like, I've been following the rules. I've been staying out. But like, if this person feels they're healthy enough to not have to stay away, now I'm at risk. And again, this is the dilemma. This is more of an ethical issue where, you know, what do we do for the people who are high risk, but maybe they don't work at a high risk place like a hospital healthcare setting, but the person who is a low risk from a risk factor standpoint wants to come back to work after 1 day. I can tell you that person who's coming back to work after 1 day was likely coming back to work after 1 day, regardless of that person there. So the onus does kind of fall on the lap of the person who is at high risk to really protect themselves. Again, that's why we recommend getting vaccinated, getting boosted over and over again as much as possible to try to protect yourself. But definitely a very good question for sure. Let's see. Oh, how are they protecting hospital workers? They also don't have an isolation. Yeah, so for the hospital workers, some hospitals, right, not all, some hospitals are still recommending you wear masks, especially for the, they don't force the patients or the visitors who come into the hospital, but they do force the workers, right, to wear a mask, or they give the workers an option. I've been at a lot of hospitals, a lot of hospital workers, unless you have like a COVID outbreak, are not just pulling back the mask. Me personally, I wear the mask every day. I like wearing the mask. I'm really cool with wearing the mask. So I'm team mask. But I know there's a lot of my coworkers, a lot of people who work in the rehab centers and nursing homes, they're not wearing masks. And the only time they do get a mask on is when we get a COVID outbreak. Right. 10 patients get COVID. No one seems to know where the COVID came from. They always blame a family member, even though I'm like, well, y'all like are walking around here without no mask either. It's most likely y'all, but whole different discussion. So this guideline says, hey, if you work in a healthcare setting, you get diagnosed with COVID, we still want you to stay away for 5 days. So that's how the CDC is giving an out to these hospitals. But I do know a lot of hospitals whose restrictions have definitely become lax to the point where they're not necessarily requiring their employees or their healthcare workers to actually wear a mask. So again, that's where from an ethics standpoint, it sucks. And that's where, again, you have to like, all right, you're not gonna wear a mask. That's cool. That's not gonna stop me from not wearing a mask, right? And of course, and sometimes I'm walking in a building and I'm the only person wearing a mask. I'm talking to 3-4 people, everyone not masked up. And I'm just sitting here like, And I can't wait to go. I can't like, all right, I gotta get out of here. Right? Like I'm in and out. So it's definitely tough situation to be in, especially in a healthcare setting. But I've seen that the only times that our healthcare facilities and offices are really, really requiring folks to wear a mask, especially their employees, is when there's like an outbreak. But if there's no outbreak, nah, they ain't doing that. What's she here? We got our same people. Yes, masks do work. So we don't have to acknowledge it. Yeah, I love my N95. N95s are very good for me. Yeah. Yeah, so Sandra says the CDC's go back and forth with information. This is the CDC's issue, right? Where from a science standpoint, right, they understand the science. Like, so in the CDC's kind of that one foot in, one foot out. They understand the science behind, you know, the spread and wearing masks. They understand how well that works. But they also have an obligation to like just general public sentiment. So they recognize that, hey, yes, the science says, you know, people should only wear N95 masks and people should social distance and get vaccinated and boosted. The science says this, but I'm looking out to the general public and the general public ain't doing that. Like the general public is not getting boosted at a rate that we feel that they should get boosted. The general public is not wearing masks at the rate that they should wear a mask. The general public is not staying away for 10 days. So, you know what? Let's say 5. Oh, you know what? They're still not even staying 5 days. All right. If you're symptomatic, like they recognize that the science says they should do one thing. And this is why you'll see a lot of, especially my science health content creators, like, will have this, love-hate relationship with the CDC. Because on one hand, the CDC will be like, hey, you know what? There's E. coli in that lettuce at, you know, Chipotle or whatever, or Publix. Don't eat it, right? And everyone knows I'm not eating lettuce over there. But on the other hand, they'll be like, hey, you know what? No one's staying away for 5 days. So why do I have this guideline that says they should stay away from 5 days? You know what? Let's change the guideline. So they kind of push and pull on the science community and just the general public. And that's why it makes it seem like they're kind of going back and forth on the information, because they kind of are, right? They're saying like, hey, this is what we think. Like, oh, they're not really doing that. Okay, what about this? Oh, they're really not doing that. Okay, what about this? So it just kind of feels that they're pulling back their recommendations, they're loosening up their recommendations. And a lot of it is due to the fact that public peer pressure, you know, governmental peer pressure, let's be real. I stay in the state of Florida. Florida has been, you know, they've been doing what they want to do for a while. So even when people were dying left and right, Florida was like, nah, come back to the state. You don't have to wear a mask. You don't have to lock down. You don't have, like, so I'm in the state of Florida. I'm in the state where we already just kind of do what we want to do. In fact, I posted a video where our Surgeon General, because we're dealing with an outbreak of measles down here, said, you know what, parents, you know what? It's up to you guys, parents. If you want to let your kid go back to school, we're okay with that. We're not going to stop you. Like, that's the state that I live in, unfortunately. So you think about that from a CDC perspective. They're dealing with this public pressure. They're dealing with the political pressure. They're dealing with the science community's pressure on what to recommend. And they're just trying to find this like happy median. And no one's going to always be happy, right? Like when they were saying, shut this thing down, lock it down, a lot of people weren't happy with them. When they opened it up, a lot of people weren't happy with them. When they said 10 days, they're never going to find a spot where they're going to find 100% consensus on, unless they tell y'all don't eat like lettuce at a restaurant because it's E. coli outbreak. Then y'all run and do that. Y'all, that's one thing for sure. If the CDC says don't eat lettuce at blank restaurant, y'all don't fight the CDC on that. I know that for a fact. Y'all not running over to go eat that lettuce because the CDC says it. But when you have these instances where they say, 10 days, 5 days, symptomatic, this is when the tussle occurs, right? And again, it's a tough position. Again, I don't envy them. I really don't. I don't envy the position that they're in. I just recognize that that's what typically happens, right? It's just always an issue of them kind of constantly having to fight against the public sentiment versus, the governmental sentiment. From that standpoint, someone says, "Rely any pain on joining." As far as, and I'm not sure if you're referencing, I'm talking about East asked a question, any panels joining or anything. And I'm not sure if you're in regarding to the CDC decision right now. These are just kind of notes that we know that they've essentially kind of leaked out to say, "Hey, this is what we're going to be recommending." Next month, they'll actually put out a full, official statement of, hey, their new recommendations. And then, it'll get official. It's just more of a formality more than anything else. This is the feeler that they put out so that they can see, ooh, let me see how mad they're going to be when we say this. And now they're kind of dealing with the, our verbal, right, upsetness about it. And now once it becomes official, people have kind of, I don't want to say moved on, but they've kind of accepted, all right, yeah, this is just what they're going to do from that standpoint there. Yeah, as I'm saying, outbreak coming out in 2 weeks. No, what typically happens, especially with COVID, especially with the flu, anytime you have these holidays, these periods where a lot of people can be around, a lot of people, right, we expect to see spikes. Now, our hope is that the spikes, no one's joining me tonight. We should get some people to join me. No one joined me tonight. We do expect to see spikes whenever you have holidays, outbreaks, and breaks, like spring break and this stuff right here. But as long as those spikes kind of remain, level, we're okay with it. And it becomes what we expect now. We're at the point where we expect to have spikes around Christmas, spikes during the summer. We just expect it. Now, the goal is, making sure that those spikes don't go too crazy where we we might have to lock down something. We might have to, switch up our boosting aspect there. Our healthcare is good question. Someone says, our healthcare workers now expected to go to work with COVID-19. The recommendations, right? Let me put the science hat on, right? So the recommendations say if you are in the healthcare setting, healthcare workers, you're supposed to stay away for 5 days. So this right here does not apply to healthcare workers if you have COVID. Now, in the public sentiment, our healthcare workers, who may include CNAs, environmental service workers, right? Those who may be on the lower rung, nurses, if they don't feel overt symptoms, they come into work. They not missing work, right? And that's just the reality that I've seen. They're just not missing work. But in a practical sense, yes, the healthcare workers are definitely supposed to stay away for 5 days. These new changes will not apply to you if you are diagnosed with COVID. So it's just really a matter of who's going to enforce it, because obviously a lot of it has to be self-enforcement. That's really going to be the question at hand. Miami shut down spring break. Yeah. Miami, they were wilding. I'm in Florida, so they were wilding down here during spring break. So Miami Beach, they put out a commercial. They said, "Hey, don't come down here. We not trying to see you. We're gonna make it." Some force is funny. We are not trying to see you down here. We're gonna make it crazy inconvenient for you to come because you're causing more harm than good. Right. Yes, you're bringing us tourist money, but this is Miami. Money's down there anyway. So you don't come that if you don't come for 1 week, Miami's not going to be hurt. It's not like it's a random city in the middle of the state where, like, oh, we really need your tourist dollars. Miami does not need your tourist dollars for that 1 week, for sure. If they aren't getting paid, they aren't taking it off. That's what it is, right? Miami's racist. Yeah, Miami, Miami's wild. You know, the folks who run Miami down here, you know, it is what it is. Miami, it is what it is with Miami. Yeah, no, self-enforcement is too funny. Let's see. I never got tested. Never isolated. No vaccine. It's the flu. Get over it. It is not. Nope. Perone. Again, and I'm not sure why y'all want. I don't know why y'all want COVID to be like the flu. It's not, right? But again, it's something y'all been screaming for like 3+ years now. Y'all haven't proven it. And it hasn't been an issue. It hasn't been something that y'all been able to prove. The numbers don't lean towards the flu and COVID being equal. But I think in y'all mind, if y'all say that COVID and the flu is the same thing, then y'all can justify not getting vaccinated and not socially isolating and all the stuff that y'all can like self-justify. And of course, it's so easy to Monday morning quarterback because you happen to be the people that are still here, right? Like in 2020, 2021, when people are dying left and right, right? Like that wasn't an issue. You know, I'm pretty sure you were ducking and praying that you did not get it. But now that you've, you know, made it past the height of the pandemic and outbreak, now you're like, oh, man, that COVID, that just like the flu, man. Don't even worry about it. Right. So it's very, very easy to do and say from that standpoint there. That's why I think it is going to be difficult to kind of drop the isolation. Right. Because I think it's going to be a lot of confusion. I think there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be like, oh, cool. Like, yeah, I'm not doing it at all. I'm not going to get tested. I'm not missing work. I think there's going to be a lot of people who are just going to be very content with the fact that. And now they're going to be like, oh, the CDC, like, mind you, when the CDC says shut everything down, they weren't team CDC. But now that the CDC is saying, hey, you don't have to stay home for 5 days, now they are going to be championing the CDC. They're going to be quoting the CDC. They're going to be quoting the CDC more than me. Right. So it just is what it is. We understand this game. People are not getting tested anyway, especially because for a lot of places, it ain't free no more. Right. And that's a whole different discussion. People are not getting tested. So you can't isolate if you never test positive. Right. Like that's what a lot of people tell me. Like, oh, I never tested positive. And I said, oh, when's the last time you tested? So I never got myself tested. I was like, OK, that makes sense. That makes sense. You didn't get tested positive because you made sure to avoid it. At hand, right? No, there's some places that you can still get free COVID testing, but there are a lot of pharmacies and places that are just charging you for it now, right? There are a lot of pharmacies that are doing it. The healthcare workers fit test the N5. Yeah, that's one of the first things you have to do when you're during your orientation, you have to get fit tested to see which typical size N95 works best for you. But what I've seen, especially over, and that's a very good question, what I've seen over the past, you know, 3 years, I think with the pandemic, is that they'll have one size N95 and like, hey, that's your N95. Go ahead, take it or leave it. Right. So they don't have like the large size, small size or duck build or like, no, it's just boom, here's your N95. Like they buy the one package and that one package better fit you and fit you well. From that standpoint there. Someone says they blame it on the allergies. Oh, yeah, everyone. And mind you, I'm a person with allergies. That's why I love wearing the mask because my allergy outbreak, like I said, I just had a bad sinus infection last week. I typically get one at least once a year. I used to get these things like three times a year. And thankfully, like wearing a mask has done a lot to kind of decrease my frequency of getting those. Everyone, like I said, I'm looking at all these musicians canceling tours and postponing tours, and all of them have allergies or weird respiratory illnesses. No one wants to say COVID because from insurance reason, they can't say COVID, right? But, you know, it is what it is, right? So that's it for me tonight, y'all. Again, I appreciate everyone joining. If you caught on late, we will put this episode out on our YouTube channel. Link will be in said bio. And if you're a podcast listener, if you like listening to podcasts, I'm going to take the audio and put it on the podcast as well. This is another episode of Dr. Reacts with yours truly, Dr. Barry. Make sure you follow, like for more shenanigans. I'll see y'all guys next week for a live. Bye.